Welcome to Bigfoot Trail Tales, a podcast exploring all aspects of the Bigfoot Trail in Northwest California and Southwest Oregon, from through hikes, day hikes, natural history, and stewardship. Today I'm joined by Silas Kaufman and Oliver Bullwinkle. They are our volunteers of the year for 2024. Welcome, guys.
Yay.
Hi.
Hello.
Silas is a 7th grader at Jacoby Creek School here in Humboldt County, and Oliver is a 9th grader at Redwood Coast Montessori, also in Arcata. So let's start with you, Oliver. Oliver, tell us about, what is your favorite part about going out on the trail and doing trail work for a week?
I really like the food.
The food.
Being out in the middle of nowhere with really good food is pretty awesome.
Nice. Any particular meal is a favorite of yours?
Probably, but I can't really think of one right now.
Can't think of it right now. Well, if it comes to you, you let us know. Silas, how about you? What do you enjoy about getting out on the trail for a week of work?
I also really like the food, and it's fun being in the middle of nowhere for a week.
Middle of nowhere. Do you have a favorite destination that you've been? So, but I should preface this. Both of these young men have been on multiple week-long trips over their storied career with the Bigfoot Trail Alliance. Silas first went when he was 6, deep into the Yolobolis. Oliver, I think, was the next year, joined us when Oliver was 9 at the time. But you've been to many wilderness areas, the Siskiyou Wilderness, the Marble Mountains. Any particular place, Silas, that has been a favorite of yours?
I really like the Marble Mountains and the Russians, too.
Cool. Oliver, do you have a favorite place that you've been?
I really liked, I think it was the Siskiyous with the seas that we went on.
Oh, right. Deep on, down on the Smith River on the Gun Barrel. Yeah. Cool. All right, so you go on these trips. We often hike in 4 or 5 miles, set up camp, and then we get out and we do a bunch of trail work. Oliver, do you have a favorite tool that you like to use when you're out on the trail doing trail work?
It depends on the environment, I suppose, because if it's just a lot of raking, and I mean, I really enjoy raking, but when there's no raking to be done, not much to do with the rake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really depends, but I really like the McLeod.
Would you describe what a McLeod is to our maybe audience that doesn't have experience doing trail work?
It's like a hoe and a rake combined.
Yeah. Exactly. Well described. Yeah. So it's got a long handle, allows you to cut edge on the trail or rake things off the trail. Nice.
I also really like the crosscut.
Yeah, the crosscut's fun.
All the saws.
Cool. All right, Silas, how about you? Do you have a particular favorite tool that you like to work when you're out on trails?
I also really like the McLeod and the crosscut. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to use the handsaw too, to cut through all the smaller trees.
Nice. So these guys are interested in becoming crosscut certified. In order to use a crosscut saw, you have to go through a 2-day training, usually put on by the Forest Service. And I believe y'all are going to have to be 16 before you can get that training. But if you're working with someone that's trained, then you're totally allowed to use that crosscut. Of course, as long as you're wearing a helmet and other safety gear out there, right? Okay, so, we're out there. We've got all this time in the woods. You've got all this yummy food that often gets packed in. Are there any other things you enjoy doing when you're out on one of these week-long trips? Silas, would you like to start?
Yeah. If there's a nice lake, I really like swimming in the lake.
And now you all spent some time together. I wasn't there, but you spent some time together in the Russian wilderness this year at Payne's Lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And can you estimate, Oliver, how many times you went swimming that week in Payne's Lake?
We probably went an average of 2 times a day.
Uh-huh. Over a 7-day period. That's lots of quality swimming time. And it was pretty hot during that trip, right, too?
Yeah.
So that must have been pretty nice.
Yeah, the lake was a perfect temperature.
Was it?
Yeah. There are two lakes above that lake, too, that were really cool.
Yeah. They're a bit colder, though.
Definitely colder. Mm-hmm. It was all snow melt.
Okay.
On the topper, the tire one.
Sweet. All right, so, you know, we're always trying to recruit new volunteers. That's our dog Echo barking at us because we're not playing with her. But we're always trying to recruit new volunteers. Could you all maybe give us a pro tip for a future volunteer? Like, what do you need to know before you go on one of these trips with the Bigfoot Trail Alliance? Oliver, would you share your pro tip first?
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, we'll come back to you on that one. Silas, can you share a pro tip with us?
Probably just be careful with the tools, because it really hurts to, like, hit yourself in the shin with one or something.
Yeah. So, we will provide, the leaders on our trips will provide that training, but yeah, you definitely got to watch that tool, make sure you're not, you know, slamming it down on your toe. Steel tip shoes are always a good thing to bring. How about, like, you know, those are long days, it can be hot out there. Do you have any recommendations for people when those conditions arise and they're out working?
Probably drink a lot of water, too.
Drink a lot of water. Yeah. Oliver, any other tips for hot days?
Well, if you're feeling tired, don't force yourself to go out, because you're not really obligated to go out every day.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you need a break, you take a break, you sit in the shade, you drink some water, even walk back to camp and go for a swim if you need to. And if we don't, if there's not a lake, we'll bring solar showers. So you've both met a variety of people on these trips. You know, we've had people come from all over the world to join us on Bigfoot Trail Alliance trips. Is there a particular person that stands out, maybe kind of an interesting thing you learned from somebody or somebody you met that you were really impressed by, or a new friendship that was formed? Oliver, would you like to share anybody that you may have met on the trail?
What was his name?
Jack?
Yeah, Jack. He was pretty cool. He came from Scotland.
Mm-hmm. What'd you like about Jack?
He just seemed to just be out there for the fun, and, like, he really enjoyed it. And, yeah, he told a lot of cool, like, stories, I suppose, of things that are just, like, normal in Scotland that you would never really think about, like, here.
So, like, a real cultural experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Silas, anybody, I mean, I know you had an affinity for Jack, too. You want to tell us anything about Jack or anyone else you may have met on one of these trips?
I don't know. Everyone's really nice on the trips.
Yeah, and it's like a big team out there, right? And that team kind of forms pretty quickly. We all look out for each other, kind of clean up, take turns doing different chores, and checking in on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, anything else you'd like to say or share about your experiences with the Bigfoot Trail Alliance?
I don't know. It's fun when, like, usually, most, like, pretty much every day we go do a lot of trail work, but usually one of the days we go on a day hike or something, climb a mountain. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's always a little extra adventure scheduled in. And are you thinking about, in particular, that trip up to the high point in the Russian wilderness this summer? Or was there a certain mountain you enjoyed climbing?
I don't know. They were all really fun to go climb.
One of my favorites was getting to climb Marble Mountain with you a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Oliver, any particular experience or final thoughts about your time with the Bigfoot Trail Alliance?
You definitely make some memories on them. And going up to those upper lakes above Payne's Lake was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
Especially up Ridgeline, because there is a view, forgot what the name of the lake was, but of a really long blue lake.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It was called Big Blue Lake, right?
Big Blue, I think you're right. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thanks for your 118 hours each of volunteer work in 2024, and I look forward to seeing you on the trail in 2025.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Bigfoot Trail Tales, produced by the Bigfoot Trail Alliance. We are a 501c3 nonprofit working to support the 360-mile route through the Klamath Mountains with educational and recreational opportunities. To learn more, visit bigfoottrail.org.